Good morning and welcome to Little Swatara Live. I don't know about you, but I miss you. We all miss one another, and we know this too shall pass. So we trust in the Lord. We know that we serve a great big God, a God that is ahead of this virus and is waiting for the church to be together again. So thank you for joining us here at Little Swatara Live. These pews just don't seem the same without you, but together soon we will be again. We want to join in our call to worship this morning, and that's going to be found on your screens in just a moment. Okay, let's go through our call to worship together. Lord, our trust and our faith is in you. We know your powerful healing touch. And we know you lead us like a shepherd. Still our hearts and quiet our racing minds. May peace and hope prevail in our midst. Would you rise if you're able, wherever you are right now, and join us in leaning on the everlasting arms. To a time of prayer, and there is a bulletin that you can find online, and we want to continue to lift up those prayer concerns you'll find in our bulletin. And those names include Daniel Bryant and Carl Graby and Christine Bayshore and Sandra Kaufman and Dorothy Murky and Naomi Moyer, Kenny Ziegler, Suzanne Wickert, and we'd like to add our brother Nevin. Would you pray with me? Lord, we thank you. And we praise you this morning for who you are. Even in the midst of what seems like uncertain times, we trust and we believe that you indeed are in control. Lord, you know what this day holds. You know the emotions that we are feeling this very hour. We pray, Lord, that you would wrap your loving arms around us, that you would give us peace. You would give us hope. You would give us joy. And most of all, Lord, you would pour out your love upon us. We know the walls are starting to talk. The pictures are starting to talk. But Lord, we know that it's for our own good that we have been called to be in our homes at this present time. So Lord, help us endure. Give us the strength we need. May you be our everlasting arms. And may we find strength in you. For we know, Lord, that you are good. We know, Lord, that you see us through everything in our lives. And we do pray for those that are recovering from surgeries. We pray for those that are near death. And Lord, we ask you would surround those families. We pray, Lord, for those with ongoing illnesses, even now, maybe watching with us, Lord. I pray, if it be your will, your powerful healing touch would be upon those individuals. But Lord, we trust your will. And we know that your will is perfect. We know that your will is pleasing. And we just lift up all our viewers that are with us this morning. And Lord, you know each of their needs. You know where they are in this very moment. And Lord, I pray that you would just allow them to know your presence in a powerful way during this time. And we just thank you, Lord, for those in the leadership and in our country, and for healthcare workers, for suppliers, and for transportation workers and carriers, and all the essential personnel that's helped keeping our country running during this time, Lord, that you would place your hand of protection upon them, that you would see them through and be with those that have lost employment and are waiting for economic aid, Lord, wherever that may come from. Lord, we pray that we would be patient and know that you'll provide. So thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for giving us a firm foundation upon which we can stand. We love you, Lord, and we continue to praise you this morning. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And we can hold him nice and close. Nice and close. Yeah, be gentle. Good job. We don't ever want to lose our sheep. Remember that. We don't ever want to lose him. We want to be like the good shepherd. We want to be like the good shepherd. Do Do you know who the Good Shepherd is? The Good Shepherd is Jesus. Yeah. We know that a farmer takes care of plants and that a rancher takes care of cows. But who takes care of the sheep? Who takes care of the sheep? A shepherd does. A shepherd takes care of the sheep. So we're going to find a good shepherd to watch over our sheep. Okay, you going to help me? You going to help me? Okay. So how about, let's show everyone this one. How about this guy? That's a wolf. You think that's a good shepherd to watch over the sheep? No, not a good shepherd. Not a good shepherd. Oh, nope. How about this man right here? Stanley, do you know who this is? There's Jesus. That's Jesus. That is a great shepherd to watch over the sheep. Do you want to hold Jesus? You want to see him? Yeah, that's a great shepherd. Jesus says that everyone who believes in him is his sheep. Are you his sheep, Stanley? Say, yes, I am. Jesus watches over us, and he is the good shepherd that provides us with comfort, especially the comfort that we need with all the scary things that are going on in the world. Let's pray together, okay? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we
our scripture today comes from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever come before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
These past few weeks, we've probably made a few I am statements of our own. By now, the kids have probably said, I'm bored. I'm hungry. I'm tired of eating the same thing. I'm tired of being stuck at home. And adults perhaps saying, I'm so over this. I'm done. I'm just worried. I'm not sure how I'm even going to make ends meet. Well, Jesus reminds us we're never alone. So we can say, I am safe. He says he'll never forsake us. So we can say, I am protected. But more than anything, in the midst of this uncertainty, Jesus is saying, I am enough. In today's scriptures, he said, I am the gate, or I am the door, in the King James Version. He also said, I am the good shepherd. The door reminds me of a story about an Amish boy and his family who went to the big city for the first time. They were amazed by everything they saw. Having grown up and lived all their lives down on the farm, everything was completely new to them. The father and son, they left Ma in the horse and buggy, and they went into this huge skyscraper. As the boy and father entered the building, two shiny doors that could move apart and back together again left them spellbound. They stood watching these doors until the son asked his father, What is this, father? The father, never having seen an elevator before, responded, Son, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I don't know what it is. While the boy and his father were watching wide-eyed, an older lady in a wheelchair rolled up into the moving doors and pressed a button. The doors opened and the lady rolled between them into a small room. The doors closed and the boy and his father watched small circles with numbers in front of them lighting up above the doors. They continued to watch the circles light up in the opposite direction. The doors opened again, and there was this young, energetic woman stepping out of those doors. And the father said to his son, Boy, you got to go get your ma right now. Now, I know it's easy to draw conclusions. Older wife, younger wife. But let's just focus on the door. We're all sinners. We're all lost. We all need Jesus. So in our scripture from John chapter 10, Jesus says, I am the door. More common, we hear it, I am the gate. Notice, he points out that he is the gate, not one of many gates. So friends, no matter our circumstances, we can be free-ranged or cooped up. We can be in the field or in the pen. Jesus is saying, not only am I your shepherd who leads you in, but I am also the one gate by which you can enter and be saved. Remember those revolving turnstile gates? Have you ever tried to go the wrong way and realized no matter how hard you tried, you had to go the way they were moving? Friends, the world will constantly revolve the opposite way of Christ. It's why Jesus says, narrow is the gate and few will enter through it. But wide is the path that leads to destruction. For whatever reason, there's something about going against the grain. Even if the gate only goes one way, what do? We try to climb under it. We might even try to go over it. Even when we're told to remain at home, we might try to go out. But Burger King has one thing right. We like to have it our way. So people argue that Jesus can't possibly be the only way. But friends, rather than argue, what if we were thankful that there is a way? God actually loves us enough to give us his only son. With all we've put him through, think of those wicked, selfish things from the Old Testament. Even today, it's amazing he hasn't said, I'm shutting you out. So friends, find comfort, discover peace in the knowledge that Jesus was chosen by God to be the Savior. He's the only one to come down from heaven and to return there. He's the one to have lived a perfect human life. The only sacrifice for our sin. The law and the prophets, Jesus fulfilled them. He conquered death forever. He mediates between God and man. The only man God exalted to the highest place. Friends, that's our Jesus. Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. So let's get a better picture when Jesus says, I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. To do this, let's talk about sheep. They're the most helpless of all domesticated animals. If we let them, they would spend their entire day grazing, wandering from place to place, never really looking up. If we left that elevator door open, who knows? They'd probably walk right in and not even know it. So needless to say, they get lost, and lost a lot. You see, sheep have no homing instinct. You can take your cat and place it in the next town. Probably by the next day, that cat has found its way back home. So by nature, we could say sheep are what we call followers. Here's what I mean. If the leader of the flock were to go off of a cliff, guess what the rest of those sheep will do? They will follow. And not to mention, a lot like Philadelphia Eagles players lately, sheep are prone to injury and they're helpless against predators. So the big bad wolf doesn't have to go to all that trouble. They simply enter the pen and pick their meal. No defense. They won't run away. They won't spread out. As a matter of fact, they huddle together. But you know what's even sadder? If sheep were to fall into moving water, they would drown. Now, friends, there is actually some good news. I mean, there has to be, right? These sheep are so cute and so cuddly. Who couldn't love them? So here's the good news. Sheep actually fear moving water, and they will not drink from any stream or lake unless it's perfectly still. That's why David, in the 23rd Psalm, very familiar to many of us, tells of the shepherd who makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside still waters. And now, more important than ever, though we walk through the valley, we will fear no evil. For you, the shepherd, are with us. So friends, if you haven't figured it out just yet, sheep are dependent on their shepherd. When we sing that you are my all in all, the sheep are singing to their shepherd, who provides, who guides, who protects, and who continually is with them. Friends, there's no stronger bond. Even to this very day, Middle Eastern shepherds can divide wandering flocks by simply calling out, who know and who follow their shepherd's voice. You see, shepherds were inseparable from their flocks. The shepherd would lead the sheep to safe places to graze. And then they would make them lie down for several hours in a shady place. Then at night, the shepherd leads their flocks to the protection of a sheep pen, which in one case was a public pen found in the cities and villages. It was large enough to hold several flocks of sheep, cared for by a single gatekeeper through the night. In the morning, the shepherds would call out, and the sheep would follow their shepherd's voice to the pasture. But then there's a second kind of sheep pen that's found in the countryside, where the shepherds would keep their flocks in better weather. Now this pen was nothing more than a circle of rocks piled into a wall, and it had a small opening to enter. Sound familiar? A narrow gate. So through it, the shepherd would lead the sheep at night. Since there was no gate to close it, the shepherd would actually lie across that opening to keep the sheep in, but also to keep the wild animals out. There he slept in the event he became the gate. So likewise, Jesus is telling us that he's not only the shepherd, but he's also the gate of the sheep. Think about that. He's securing the door to heaven for each of us. Yet, even now, his voice is still calling out. Perhaps we could say in this very moment, it's getting even louder in the crisis we face. But friends, as we know, the thieves and the robbers will continue their attack to lead us astray. But friends, know this. Jesus was willing to lie down his life for each of us. What might we do for the flock to keep them safe, to let them know that they're protected? Jesus will stand at the door, and he will knock. And like most doors, there's only one way to open them. And today, friends, know that that one way is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our question for this day and for the rest of our lives is, will we choose to let Jesus into our lives? And will we enter through the gate that he is opening for us? Would you pray with me? Precious Lord, we thank you and we praise you for the abundant blessings that you give us in our lives. We know, Lord, even now we are hearing your small, still voice. And you're calling this great nation to return to you, to see their lives and to realize where the thieves and robbers have entered in. But Lord, today we say yes to your voice, and we let our lives enter into the fold of many Christians across this nation. And in this moment, that flock calls out, we want to be the church. So Lord, lead us. Lord, guide us. Lord, in this what seems like a desperate hour, let us know that your peace is upon us. And no matter what happens to us, you're protecting us, and you're guarding us, and you're watching us through every night. And it's in Jesus' name, amen. If you're able, we invite you to join in singing our final hymn, the Doxology.
Praise God.
Today we invite you to know the love of the shepherd. To know that Jesus walks with us through this valley. And as dark as it may seem, there indeed is light. And we can celebrate that light today in our homes, knowing that Jesus is our shepherd. And we can praise him for the abundant blessings that he gives us. We can praise him that in this storm, that it too shall pass. So I invite us to lean on those everlasting arms of Jesus, our Lord, and to know what a friend we have in him. And may we praise him all the days of our lives. And if we don't yet know him, may we choose to answer that door and to let him in and to know his voice and to follow him all the days of our lives. Go in peace. Go knowing Jesus' love and that he cares for you all of these days of our lives.